We are on the side of the government, of the president, and of the people of Haiti to achieve food security for all. But we are very concerned today that with the drought this year, followed by Isaac and then Sandy, we have more than 1.5 million persons in Haiti, mostly in rural areas, that are in a state of acute food insecurity. These people need assistance immediately. We are concerned that the food stocks have been exhausted, that despite government programs to assist the most vulnerable, particularly the children and the youth, there will be need for immediate assistance. But as the president said, assistance that not only address the immediate need of the population to plant now, the planting season is starting, but also that address the root cause of the problem. How to make the people of Haiti more resilient to all these shocks? Since the last 10 years, more than 20 natural disasters hit Haiti. There was also riot in 2008 because of the food prices. So with the government, with the Ministry of Agriculture, we are working on different fronts. First, as I mentioned, the top priority is to make sure that the farmers can plant in the coming weeks. And we need resources for this. They need seed, they need fertilizer, they need tools. They need equipment and vaccination for their cattle, so they don't lose the only thing they have, the only capital, the goats or the cows. But they need also programs that allow them not to be hit next time. Watershed management, rehabilitation of irrigation. 60% of the population of Haiti is living in rural areas, but the country is importing more than 60% of its food needs. We have to change this. We have to make sure that there is more support, more investment in agriculture, also in peri-urban agriculture, in program to ensure more production of fruits, more nutritious food. And this is what we are going to do. For the immediate need, with the government, with the Ministry of Agriculture, we have estimated to 74 million the urgent need to recover from Sandy and Isaac. With action very simple, rehabilitation of irrigation, distributing cash to the people who cannot afford to access food, but cash against work to rehabilitate infrastructure. Input, as I mentioned, support to the livestock sectors, but also programs to better prevent, prepare, and get ready for the future natural disasters that will be coming. That's the type of actions that we are undertaking in close partnership with the government and the relevant ministries.